You are listening to the Mission Matters Podcast Network, where we amplify the stories of entrepreneurs, executives, and experts.
Hi, this is Masood Khan. Very much excited to back to the show. It's been almost more than one month that I have finished my introduction. So, okay, today I will be actually doing the first one. Very excited about it. And also excited to be back from my vacation that I mentioned in my last series. The vacation was great. One day maybe we'll discuss more details, but just in summary, it was a very beautiful vacation. Great, great vacation. Of course, you know, it's my motherland. So there's no question about it. But top of that, you know, that whole time was very blissful and peaceful. And even though like I actually spent like only 2-3 hours of my sleep, but I was very restful and peaceful because my body was restful because I was in under the peace condition. So that's very important that we need to achieve in our life. But of course, that comes with some, you know, some awareness and knowing what exactly our body, how the body works. We'll discuss about it later. But overall, meeting with friends, families, and also some special events like, you know, having some vacation time for a couple nights with my friends, school friends. Like, you know, we've been friends for 30, 40 years. And then also, like, you know, some trip with, you know, one of my small brother and best and well-wisher. So that's a man who actually got the International Peace Prize 2020. And he actually took a couple of days to show his activities. So it was very actually charming. And also some of the business stuff that came on my plate that was unavoidable. But, you know, I was able to achieve what I needed to do at that time. So overall, that trip was very well. Maybe, you know, we'll discuss about that. We'll bring some examples in my future podcast. But today, with the first one, I like to actually introduce about the title and then kind of maybe discuss 3 or 4 points to talk about what does the, you know, some things means. So in terms of the title, actually, I looked at that. It's called American Dream, right? That's what actually we thought about to discuss. The reason why the name is American Dream, not is the dream in America, is overall your dream as a human being. So, and it can be in America, but of course, America is a very good example because this is the best case scenario we can achieve. A lot of opportunities, country of opportunities. So there's no question about it. To fulfill your dream, America is one of the best places on the earth. But I believe that if you believe in your dream and you work on it and you give your passions, devotions, and, you know, your honesty and the best, then you can achieve your goal anywhere in the world. But of course, depending on the situation, the location and the rules, all the stuff, you know, makes things some more different type of challenges, right? But at the end of the game, you gotta achieve your goal. So that's the entrepreneurship means. So even though the name is American Dream, we'll discuss overall the dream that we want to achieve. And of course, I live in America right now. I left my country when I was actually 28 years old. So, you know, I have some examples that are going to come from Bangladesh and some of the example is coming from USA. But of course, you know, as most of my entrepreneurial journey is in America, last, you know, almost 16 years or 18 years of my journey, that kind of a lot of example going to come from US. So we call it American Dream. So I think the title makes sense. And today, you know, I like to talk about some of the what exactly entrepreneurship means. So of course, then we're going to discuss about a lot of other elements that regarding to the entrepreneurship. So let's kind of define the entrepreneurship today and then kind of, you know, next episode, we can kind of detailing more details of each part and discuss detail of each of the part. The journey, right? It's a journey that you are choosing to do it, right? The journey that you will like it, the journey that you will enjoy it, the journey that you will feel the peace and playful and joy. So that's the kind of entrepreneurship means ideally, right? And to have this journey, like, you know, first of all, are you qualified for this journey? Do you have the ability to do this journey? Do you have that? So first of all, I think the data shows that 99% people has the potential of something they can make it to their devotions and their patience to a point that they can do their most and they can be significant to their life and to the others, the community and the world. So there is potential to everyone. Whether are you using your potential to the fullest, or are you using your potential not to the fullest, at the least, that's a different thing. That's actually who you are, how you look at it. Your ability will depend on how you are binding with the others' factors, like, you know, society, your culture, your religious, your belief, and your education, your thought process, your openness. A lot of stuff is going to come to the play and the puzzle, which will make how much you can take to your potential to the next level. So we can discuss about it. The journey is painful, of course, but it's sweet. So you have to make sure that we are not trying to make a journey that we are just looking at, okay, after 10 years, I'm going to be a millionaire, or after 20 years, I'm going to be this kind of designation or this kind of position. That's not the entrepreneurship means. Entrepreneurship means something that you are looking for, doing something that you believe in, and you are trying your best, you're giving your utmost, and you believe until you believe, and you just do it and not worry about anything. You are not scared to the like kind of failure, and you are trying to achieve the goal. That's called the true entrepreneurship. And that requires a lot of skills and a lot of other factors, which everybody have it. It depends on your perceptions and depends on how you look at it. So, of course, I'm going to bring a lot of example from myself. And it's not easy. There are a lot of resistance. There are a lot of other factors involved. But, of course, you know, it's all about how much you're open to solve the problem. You know, that's also the entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship doesn't mean that you're just managing things. You know, of course, you're going to manage a lot of stuff. But overall, your goal is to how to kind of, you know, solve the problem. You know, you as an entrepreneur, you are solving the problem. That's your bottom line. And to solve the problem, of course, you need human, you need other factors, you need different things, you need technology, a lot of stuff. So you have to be like good with the other stuff too. And you have to bring the soft skills. So we'll discuss about the soft skill. But as I say, it's a journey, the journey, not for a destination that you will achieve and you'll be happy at the end of the day. Like, you know, after 40 years, 30 years, but you have to choose something that you enjoy every moment. That's the entrepreneurship, true entrepreneurship means. Your success will be every day your success. Every small achievement will be your success. It's not that how much money you should make. So, as I said, like, you know, it should be something that you really like it. And you have to find what exactly you are looking for before you start something. Are you something that you're looking for, just doing for fun? Or is something you're just doing it because this is your devotion? Not I'm not saying that is you obsessed, because this is a negative word, but you're devoted 100% on that and you believe in it and you are going to stick with that and you're going to find the solution how it can be solved. And then you find the solution and is there an economic factor there? Of course, there's economic factor to run the business. But if the economics is the main factor for your business or for your goal or for your dream, that's, of course, a different thing. And we need to talk about it. That's, if this is the only reason that you want to do the American dream to just 100% is economics, then, you know, I would say that that's a different story that we need to discuss. That's not the success that we are looking for, because that doesn't give you the happiness, because there is no limit of economics. You can earn as much as you can. So that can be a factor, but that should not be the main factor. We'll discuss about it. Also, I already mentioned the passionate, you know, you find something that you actually like to do that. You find something that you will be stick with that and you will never regret if it's something you fail. sometimes we do something and we after 2 months we don't believe it and we just kind of give up and then we regret it and then we try that other stuff and we are not like sure what we are trying to do, what exactly our end goal. We just kind of looking for finding the end goal, but we are not looking at the steps, small steps of the success. So something that you believe and you actually passionate about it and you are like, you know, really dedicated for it. Like, you know, you have the full devotion. So that's very important to the entrepreneur that you have that skill. And there's another thing that is very important that I like to discuss in our last point, and then maybe we can just wrap up for today's episode, and then it probably give a little bit overview of the next one, what you're going to hit, and then next week we'll get her to have the second one. But hopefully the first one kind of, you know, of course, you know, you kind of like it. Overall, we are trying to do what does entrepreneurship means. It's a journey that it requires, you know, a passion, requires something that you believe, something you are devoted, and something that you are not only care about the money. So we'll describe more details about each segment as we move forward with our sessions. But one of the things is very important, being an entrepreneur and being something that, you know, to enjoy the journey. You know, sometimes I looked at a lot of people, they like to be entrepreneur. And, you know, as I mentioned before, that mentorship is my hobby. And I kind of mentor younger people to make sure that, you know, I can learn from them because they are the youngest people are like the most smart people right now because they have the highest or best generation that ever. So, of course, we have to respect that part that they have the, you know, that the privilege to get the best generation, the best technology, the best comfort, the best places on the earth, which we did not receive 25 years ago or 30 years ago. So they're much better positioned and they have more potential than us. But of course, the basics are same, which is always the same. So we need to start with the basic, which also one of the things that I like to mention that, of course, when you start with something new, like, you know, it's not the entrepreneur, you have to be there, completely invent something. I bring some new ideas and with some idea that already exists and modify something that kind of catering to the something that is a need for the society or community or people, right? So that's what our job to fulfill the need for the things that, you know, in the society. So some things that we can modify and make the need for a specific people or a specific particular customer segment or particular need. So there's always, when we try the new thing, you know, of course, we have always risk, you know, nobody can guarantee anything, you know, there's no guarantee such a thing, you know, in our life. So there's always factors, you know, because everything happened to kind of fulfill the whole project is not only your choice, there are a lot of people involved, your team, your people, you know, the vendors are a lot of people. So you are not the only one deciding everything. So a lot of stuff going to happen around you, which is very difficult to control 100% the way you want. And it's never going to happen. There's nothing exists in the world that, you know, you will receive something that from other people the way you want. So what I'm saying that, you know, there is always risk, but to do something, we always kind of look at the risk, more risk, and get the pain of or the sufferings of big entrepreneur. Sometimes I see some of the people, even that they started something, they started the pain because they bring all the bad, you know, examples and kind of start getting scared about that. And they kind of start all the future, all the perceptions, all the projections they are doing is all like kind of negatives, like all the bad stuffs. So what makes them scared and not kind of having the spirit or the inertia or the energy? So I think it's very important that you trust yourself and believe what you believe and don't scare about failure and don't worry about the negativity and all the stuff that kind of I see a lot of people start thinking about all the scary stuff and that scare of like things that they never happen. Maybe there's no example. They just kind of guessed and they just kind of focus on those and finally they fail. Because you can't pass our success until you believe that it's achievable. Because if you don't believe it, then you are not going to stick until the end because nothing comes easy. So it's very important that you believe in something and stick with something with the professionalism, wisely and make sure that this is the best case scenario. And you can always look for the worst case scenario. So it's simple to make the decision yourself whether this is worth it or not in terms of your ethics, your economics, your business goal, your investor requirements, and your priorities. So it's all kind of, you got to find a way that you kind of, you know, believe something and you kind of stick with that and you move forward with the belief. And then once, it may take some time at the beginning, but entrepreneurs, you know, you have to have a patience, you have to have dedications. So once you have everything there, it is very easy. It is fun. It is joy. So we'll talk about it. And with that, we'll have finished today's episode. And very much, and thank you. Thank you very much, and have a good night. Bye.
This has been a Mission Matters Network production. Listen to this show and browse our entire catalog by visiting missionmatters.com.